Hello and welcome to Align and Mirth Podcast. My name is Mirta and I am your host. This podcast is a place where I share my experiences and knowledge of spirituality and personal growth. I'm an energy practitioner, intuitive diviner, and medium, and I look forward to walking this journey with you. Hello, hello, hello. How are you guys doing? I am in complete awe at the fact that we are in August. Now, there's a couple months left for the end of the year. And that's basically it. You know, we start freaking going back to school, celebrating Halloween, then it's Thanksgiving, then it's Christmas, and then that's it. That's done. Like, this year flew by. July was like it knocked on the door, came in to get some food, and bounced. And it's just like, how the heck did that happen so fast? Like, unreal. I think it gives us like a new way of like looking at things, being the world that we are currently living in, to not procrastinate, right? To not procrastinate as much. Time is flying and there's so many things that are going on. So if you have something that you absolutely need to get done, freaking do it, because before you know it, it'll be freaking August of 2023 and you won't have anything done, prepared, nothing. Sort of getting called to just mention, like, now that we're going into fall and having our ducks in order, prepping for fall as well, you know, prepping for shorter days, prepping for cold nights. Make sure that everything is in order for August, or ending August and towards the end of the month. Not sure why necessarily that just came into mind, but just passing on the message, being that currently our job is just to give guidance, give clarity. So yeah, I wanted to have this episode, now that it's August 2nd today, to have this episode as our August energy reading. Today I am using a new deck. It's still new because I'm still like messing with it. It is a mermaid tarot deck. I don't have the book in front of me. Actually, yes, I do. It's right here. It's called A Guide to the Mermaid Tarot. It's the, well, that's the name of the book, but the deck is the Mermaid Tarot. And I actually took this deck down to the Dominican Republic with me because I have been called to like do or to do work and to bring reverence to mermaid energy, also snake energy. At the beginning of all this, I was getting so confused because I'm like, how is this snake and mermaid at the same time? And through meditations, I gained clarity that it was, there is a deity that is basically a mermaid, and she basically handles snakes. I'm not gonna get into that, but if you know, you know. If you know, you know. So wanted to get closer to her. And I purchased the deck. I took it down to the Dominican Republic with me. I did my blessings of it and basically offered it. Gave her an offering while I was down there. And just working with the deck. It's a beautiful deck. It takes me a little bit of time to sort of get the actual feeling of it, because I don't necessarily go by the meanings of the guidebook. I sometimes do. That's why I don't have it like I didn't have it like quite handy, but I read it energetically. I read the tarot energetically and symbolically, and intuitively, and then I'll look at what is the meaning of that precise card based on what the author said it basically means on the book. So I have just been messing with it ever since I came back from DR. And I love it so much. So I wanted to do the August energy reading with it. And I wanted to also give you guys the sweet and sour oracle messages because I got such great feedback. You guys loved the sweet and sour messages that came from the oracle. So as I'm just shuffling the deck here and just sort of getting a feel for the energy, asking the guides and higher self to provide us the messages that we need collectively as a whole, as a unit. What is the energy for August? Okay, we got the Chariot. All right, and let's see if we can get another card here. Okay. I like the Chariot card. Let's see if we can get another. Oh, dang. Okay. Knight of Wands. Looky here. And then back of the deck. Actually, should I shuffle another one? I should shuffle again. Let me just pull out three cards. Sorry, because I was going to give you back of the deck and then. These things are not. Como te digo, when I do these are not scripted. Nine of Pentacles. And they are on a whim because that's how I want to do them. All right, so we have the Chariot, Knight of Wands, and Nine of Pentacles. And look at that. Shit. Okay, Wheel of Fortune again on the back of the deck. So I love the Wheel of Fortune. So the Wheel of Fortune, just give you guys overall message. I take the back of the deck card as the overall messages for the cards that showed up for us. And that card is the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune speaks of things sort of shifting, almost like a karma or karmic. Right, karma or karmic, you never know what you're gonna get. Most of the time, I do sense that it's of good, so it's just like of receiving what is for our best. With the Chariot card that we got, the Chariot card is a card of basically transportation, destination, determination, like grabbing things and running with it. That's how I see the Chariot card. It has a path and it's going to move towards that path, is going to get there. There is a sense of knowing what to get and just going, hitting that road, hitting it full force. That just goes and confirms with the second card that we received, the Knight of Wands, wand energy, being fast, being quick. Knight of Wands, the wand energy is freaking fire, right? And fire is passionate, it's hot, fire burns quickly. The only thing with the Knight of Wands is that as fast as it goes, right? The Knight of Wands, as fast as it goes, it also tends to get tired quickly. So it's like a snap of the fingers type of thing. With the Chariot card, you can just envision it as moving forward with passions, moving forward with what is needed, moving forward with ideas, moving forward with things that you want to basically create and bring about. And then the last card that we have is the Nine of Pentacles. Ooh. So the Nine of Pentacles is just one step behind the Ten of Pentacles, which is full of achievement, full granting of what we want. It is some people call it like ancestral receiving, that ancestral blessings, having ancestral blessings. So I see the Nine of Pentacles basically just reaching that last little hump before getting to that destination. The Pentacles energy is earth energy. So this gives me, this lets me know that with the Knight of Wands, what we need to move forward with, it's going to be things that are going to be long lasting, right? Because unlike the Wands energy of fire, Pentacles energy tends to be much more slower, so it's also much more long lasting, right? It's not something that is going to be easy come, easy go. So the Nine of Pentacles gave me of, you're like getting wishes fulfilled, right? You're getting things that are like getting things like almost at that accomplishment line with that Nine of Pentacles. And the Wheel of Fortune, like this is like a really great message for the month of August, being that we are finishing off summer, right? And we are also in Leo energy, Leo season, which is also a fire. We are moving towards, we need to move towards what is it that we had initially put in that we were going to do. Continue with that passion, like don't let that shit die out just because we're moving into fall and things tend to like get a little slow down and whatever. Moving towards the end of the year, finish the crap that you need to finish, whether those are projects, whether those are like you know, closing off chapters, do it. Whether that is trying to move on into like your next phase of healing, do that as well. See what is it that is needed, which sort of reminds me that it goes aligned with this message, is I have a new offering. It's going to be super limited, and it's just for the month of August. I'm going to be offering intuitive reading. It's just going to be personalized to the individual, where we basically ask the question of what is needed for, or what do you need to focus on, right? What is needed, what do you need to focus on for the month of August for you to have that better alignment, whether it's regarding your body, regarding your mind, regarding your spirit. Is it dedication that you need to add to your spiritual practices? Would it be like taking better care of your body? Would it be like reprogramming your subconscious mind? That is the offering that I have. I haven't posted it yet on Instagram, but that I will soon be posting that. But that is the offering that I have that goes totally in line with our collective message for the month of August. Like there's things that need to be done. We're like on the path. We need to get on that path, get moving to get to that fulfillment stage that is like literally right around the corner. And we cannot go and burn out and just give up just because, you know, times are swiftly changing. So that is overall the collective. Let me go with the sour. Let me go with the sour message first. So the sour deck is the rebel deck that I'm going to be using. The oracle with an attitude. So let's see what is our rebel deck oracle message, our sour message for the month of August. Okay. All right. If you are waiting for a sign, well, here it fucking is. And then on the back of the card, What the hell are you waiting for? Get that shit done. See? Oh my god. I'm gonna have to take a picture of this, you guys, because I just can't make this shit up. Okay? And then it's orange, which goes with the fire color that is showing this Knight of Wands. I'm gonna post a picture right after I publish this episode so that then you guys can see it on my Instagram. It is a lovely card. Goes totally aligned with the message for August. So get it done. Get that shit done. Like, what are you waiting for? Time is wasting, and that is your sign. Okay, this is your sign. Now for the sweet card. Let's end it with a sweet note. Okay, jump out. Okay. Or maybe we have a little contradiction here. So the card that jumped out was take a break. A life's work, not a season. Get off the treadmill. Contradicting is in it. So it's calling out, like, if you're like also on the constant move, a void of burnout. That's the sense that is giving me. And it's not for like everyone, because I know that we have to close out some chapters collectively. We have to get on the move. But also, don't go and burn out. Don't go and push full force and avoid messages that your body is giving you. Okay, maintain a balance when you are sort of doing the work that needs to be done. Okay, let me see if I can pull that one. Jumped out and it was insane. Okay, I wish I was recording these for you guys. Fill up your well. Rest, retreat, and refuel. Yeah, definitely. So more of a message of like, está bien, you need to get stuff done, pero tampoco don't burn yourself to the ground to do it. Don't go with a full force that then you're like, your wheels, your wagon is falling off, your wheels are going to separate ways, and you still need to like move on full force and you don't care. Like, maintain a balance when moving forward with things, and that is the best thing to do it, right? If we are too lenient and we're like laid back with procrastination and just leaving it for tomorrow is bad. When we're like moving full force, like if we are running on a never-ending, completely rechargeable, always battery, is also bad. So just maintaining between that equilibrium of like doing and resting, right? Take care of yourself when doing things and when planning things. So don't basically that with the second card confirmation, even though I went and I wanted to continue shuffle, spirit is like, no, bitch, tell them. Because you're too hype right now talking. Tell them to not go tampoco a lo loco. And me being an Aries, I can definitely understand that, right? Being so like head on with things. Sort of like reel it back. On both of these cards, there's water. On the take a break card and the fill up your well, there's water. So also get in touch with your emotions as you are, you know, moving around with projects, seeing what works and what does not work, right? You don't want to move forward. You don't want to move and bring something out. Okay. It's not to your liking. It's not something that you even like to do, or it's nothing that is of benefit to you, or it's not something that is adding more to you, right? So check in with yourself with that as well. And I believe that is all that I am getting for our collective energy for the month of August, my loves. So I I look forward to talking with you soon. Let me know how you have received this message. And I'll see you soon. Bye. Enjoyed this episode? Leave a 5-star rating and don't forget to follow on Instagram at Align and Mirth. Also, you can book your sessions on the website at www.alignandmirth.com. Until next time, ciao.